Paul Olson, a local fisherman and board member of the Alaska Marine Conservation Council, told the Assembly that signing on to the compact sends a message to state and federal legislators that policy needs to be enacted to deal with the problem of ocean acidification.
The oceans have absorbed about a third of all carbon dioxide since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. As a result, some waters have become so corrosive to the shells of many marine organisms that range from single-celled plankton to coral fishery habitats to more complex organisms such as shrimp and crab. These effects will be most severely felt in polar and subpolar oceans.
Representatives from coastal communities met in Homer recently to draft the compact, which was facilitated by the Alaska Marine Conservation Council. The compact, simply stated, recognizes that global climate change in the form of CO2 emissions is the cause of changes in ocean habitat and is affecting marine organisms, food webs, biodiversity, and fisheries. It urges national legislation be passed in line with what the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, recommends, namely 80% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from the 2000 levels by 2050. Assemblymember Reber Stein expressed concern that signing the compact might give the impression that the city supports all of the views of the Alaska Marine Conservation Council.
There's some concern, at least on my part, that we're hitching ourselves to an organization that may be more aggressive in their political views than the nature of the community itself.
Stein noted that AMCC has on their website that they don't support finfish farming. And while he personally may be in line with that view, the community as a whole may not. Olson says while he believes most Sitkins and fishermen throughout the state would be opposed to the specific example of finfish farming, the intent of the compact is for coastal communities to share concerns they all face over increased CO2 levels in the oceans and not to endorse the views of the AMCC.
I don't think the Alaska Marine Conservation Council is a particularly radical group. I realize they do oppose, like, offshore drilling in Bristol Bay, but that has to be seen in the context that Bristol Bay produces 40% of our seafood resources and would only produce a very marginal amount of oil, which, of course, adds to the problem. And as we've seen from Prince William Sound, the risks of oil development and those types of ecosystems are inappropriate.
Within the document itself, there is no reference to the Alaska Marine Conservation Council.
Celeste Novak is the communications director for the AMCC. She says the compact was born out of the City of Homer's initial commission that was working on global climate change. It grew to include representatives from various coastal communities around the state.
People depend upon a healthy and diverse marine ecosystem, and we have a responsibility for maintaining it. So most of what we do is work with scientists and basic knowledge that's out there, including native knowledge on how to preserve and conserve those areas. So I personally wouldn't feel like that would be such a horrendous thing to be signed on to AMCC, but I understand their concern.
Assemblymember Nancy Kavanaugh says it's hard not to want to sign on to the document when it's so well supported, but she says fossil fuels are also part of what makes fishing the resource that it is.
Fisheries is incredibly important to our community, and preserving the resource is incredibly important. But to get the resource, we use fossil fuels. To get the resource out of here, we use fossil fuel, whether it's jet service or freight or whatever. You know, I mean, I don't want to put Sitka in such a bind with something with good legislation and good intent that makes it so that we lose our ability to obtain the resource.
Olson says Southeast Alaska provides 10,000 commercial fishing jobs, and Sitka generated $38 million in ex-vessel values from fishing in 2006. He says signing onto the compact is not meant to restrict anyone's livelihood or prohibit cruise ships from coming to town or commercial fishermen from going fishing,
but rather to encourage the federal government to develop a legislative package that will create an incentive to minimize carbon emissions and help to spur the technology so that fishermen like myself can perhaps at some point purchase an electric engine like the types that we're putting in cars to propel our boats.
The biggest concern among assembly members was that somehow signing onto the compact would suggest that the city supports other groups or issues that it might not necessarily endorse, basically a guilty by association sentiment. But Phyllis Hackett said the risks of not signing were more of a concern to her.
I just believe that the potential effects of the ocean acidification that's addressed here in this compact are much more detrimental than our signing on to this ever could be.
Jack Osment noted that the rest of the state looks at Sitka as progressive and forward-thinking, and that's what signing the compact would reflect. The Assembly did, in fact, sign on to the Coastal Communities Global Climate Change Compact with a vote of 6-1. Larry Cruz voted against it. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.